These gurus be coming out with all these fancy terms, smart money, BS, all that. I just believe trade is this simple. Either it's buying or selling. There's no crazy education needed. I never bike test. I just kept learning from blown accounts. I lost for 3 years straight. I passed all my challenges under a week. Every challenge I ever had, either it's blown the first week or it's on live. And as soon as I see US 30 spiking left and right, I'm in there. I'm catching bison in and out, in and out. I made 15K in one day and I blew it the same day. In 1 week, I made what I would make in 3 months in my job. As soon as you place that trade, you should expect to lose. I'm so numb to these charts at this point. I place a trade and I already think I lost the trade. Because the only bad thing I can happen is it blowing a count. We can create another one. And yeah, I tell people all the time, you gotta blow them accounts to start seeing these things clear. You gonna place them trades comfortably, you gonna up them lots, and you gonna see some blues. 25K in a day, you don't make that any job. That's what's messed up about Forex. It fries your mind to think this thing's a normal, but it's not normal.
All right, folks, here we are on Trading Up. We've got Jose Fernandez in the house. He's a funded trader. Who also has a day job, which is quite unique for the guest that I have on, but probably quite relatable to a lot of my listeners out there. So we're going to find out how he does it and how he got to the point of even making it on the likes of, you know, my Forex Fund YouTube channel back when it was up and running, and getting interviewed because he's a funded trader. So we're going to find out all that stuff in the show right now. To start off with, Jose, welcome. And do you want to tell the guys a little bit about you and how you got started in trading?
Yeah, so I got started in trading by like social media, seeing those fast money, quick $1,000 days, all those flashy cars, flashy jewelry, traveling, making money while traveling. That's what like made me interested in the Forex market, and seeing these IML people doing the trading stuff. They first started trying to get me to join them. And I was never the type of person to go around try to recruit people. I just wanted the trading aspect side. I just wanted to make money without interaction with different people every day. So IML was something I avoided immediately in the beginning. And I just dived in YouTube videos, looking for Forex videos, all that. And I joined a lot of courses, a lot of signals group. None of those helped me out. And I just kept blowing accounts left and right. Started diving in more YouTube videos, checking channels out, books. And one of the best books that helped me with it, Forex trading, was The Trading Bible.
Folks, if you're looking for a prop firm at the moment and you want someone who's been around for ages, flexible, reliable, and has low profit targets, then check out my sponsors, Blue Guardian. So these guys, I've been trading with them for the last 8 months. They've been sponsoring the show for about that amount of time, and they even have guys on my live stream trading them as well. So what I've found is their commission seems to be lower than some of the competitors out there. So really great trading environment, and they offer now CTrader and some other fantastic trading platforms as well. If you want to check them out, there's a coupon code in the description, or just use it, Trading Nut, all one word, and get 10% off at checkout. There's a QR code you can grab here as well. All right, folks, let's get on with the show.
Oh, well, I don't think I've heard of that one. What is that? What's that one all about, and why did it help you so much?
That Trading Bible broke down Forex to the basic patterns, all the technical analysis stuff that you need. The Trading Bible is the only book, honestly, if you want to dive in Forex, is all you need.
Cool. So that really helped you. Now, I heard you lost about 70 grand along your journey. Can you talk a little bit? It's probably more than that. Okay. So how did that sort of come about? I mean, what were you doing to get to that point where you're like, you know, this money was just exiting your account?
What helped me with the, like, taking it all in while losing that amount of money was that I always had, like, hustles that I used to do, like either flipping stuff, selling stuff. That money was not something that I worked hard for. It wasn't like sweat money that were hours into to make like $100, stuff like that. It was just quick money, which didn't hurt much, you know? It was just, you might get depressed for a day or two, but you know it's coming back. You know, it's not the end of the day. That's what kept me going. And seeing other people making money on Forex, I'm like, they would do it, I can do it too. So I just stuck to it. I was like, either I'll be coming homeless or I'm making it. Yeah, so that was the job.
Okay, so it was like kind of all or nothing, but with kind of not free money, but money that was extra. I mean, because you're obviously working a job full time at this point when you're going through all of this.
I was a college student.
Okay, right. So you're at a college student going through your education as well. I mean, how did that sort of educational journey go, and what were some of the key game changers other than that book, The Trading Bible? Or how did that book feature in that?
So The Trading Bible, I know, was like junior year in college. It was one more year before And since sophomore, I was just looking into Forex, this and that, seeing the YouTube videos. I used to trade just based on percentage changes. You know, when it's negative and positive, I would just place a trade. If I see it's going like positive for the day, I'm just put buy. And accounts, I didn't even know there was technicals, right? I didn't even know you could analyze charts and do all that. And after that, my friend introduced me to the Trading Bible, and I went through, I read everything, understood there was technical analysis, there was news, all those plays a role in the trading. And I learned the patterns, I learned trend lines and other indicators, all that. And B, I wanted to finish my computer science degree so I can have that income to fuel my trading career. And since then, since I graduated, got my job, all that, it's more comfortable to risk because, you know, there's just money coming in certain. So that's what people got to realize. If you don't have a job, or you're literally struggling, or using a money that you know you depend on, trading career is going to be a miserable path. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be panicking every time you submit that trade.
Yeah.
Because if you blow it, you're down bad, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've heard this years and years ago, like, it, you know, only risk money that you can afford to lose. And I think that definition there is quite hard for people to try and work out. Like, is this money I can afford to lose or not? Have I got an emotional attachment to it? And it sounds like you were in that lucky position of creating this extra income through whatever it was, drop shipping or some side hustle that you're doing, that was easy for you to do, to go, well, that's spare cash that I would never have had before, so therefore it's like disposable, I can just get rid of it, which is fantastic and a great way to look at it. Now, what about that, you know, so you learn all the patterns, the news, and you sort of start to understand Forex. What did you do to get yourself in a position where you could execute, like, or even come up with a strategy?
As soon as I blocked, I muted all gurus from my social media.
Overall,
I just started focusing on myself because all these fancy terms, because at the end of the day, it's by yourself. They can't come with all this smart money, BS, all that. I just believe trade is this simple. Either it's buying or selling. There's no, like, crazy education needed. All you need is ability to risk. That's it. You either put in that lot and standing on it, or then you run it out. It's all about risk management, and that's it. Because you can literally hop in the charts, place it by, and just wait until it's profit. You make money. You do not need a PhD. You don't need to be sounding all smart in that. Just keep it simple. Trade is that simple. As soon as I kept it simple, I started making money.
And so what, if you had to define simple, like, what was simple for you? Because it sounded like the first strategy you did where percentage has gone up like 0.5%, I'm going to buy for the day, or it's gone down 0.5%, I'm just going to sell. That sounds kind of simple, but I mean, I'm guessing your simple was a little bit more complex than that, or you'd come up with something a bit different.
Simple, I mean simple, like to move away from all the fancy indicators, this and that, because if indicators work, people had it automated with a robot just placing trades. You don't even have to do any analysis. If those EA worked, everybody would be a millionaire or a billionaire. because you know it's going to win certain. So you put max risk each time. So it's just a compounding at that point. So as soon as I see this guru selling EAs, $100 is it. I'm like, if you like it, if this EA really works, go take your loan out and put everything in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've built enough EAs to know that it does take a, you got to take your time with them, and you've got to really own it yourself if you want to, I suppose, understand that it's going to work. And if it does work, you don't want to probably put it out there for $100 because somebody's going to do exactly what I said. Okay, so there was quite a unique way to look at it. So, like, the EAs can't make money off the indicators, so therefore, how can I suppose, take that knowledge and turn it into something useful? How did you do that?
Price action. I started learning how to read candles. And reading candles and knowing when to enter with time, what session has the most volume, all that. Because I'm an intraday trader. I will trade around 2 to 5 hours max. I don't let it go to the next day. And I'm the type to risk 1 to get 2. Or maybe 3, and when I start scalping, it's 101, and I just stack those profits up because I know prop firms. I'm just trying to get that target withdrawal. Target withdrawal. I'm not here to compound the accounts. I just want to get my money and just stack it. That's it.
So can you explain, like, in a, you know, simplistic way? So you said it was quite simple what you do. And you simplified everything down. I mean, what was that from a technical point of view?
So my trading strategy, I start out at the 4-hour time frame. I get my bias for the day, the 4 hours. I see if it's trending up or it's trending down. Then after that, I look at my session. What session am I? I usually start at 4 a.m. I look in news, see what news we have for the day. Then I started decide my buys, if it's going to be a sell or buy for the day. Then I look at my key levels because I trade zones to zones. And after that, I go on my 15 to 30 minutes. That's what my entry time frames are. And I pull, sometimes I use fibs to set my TPs and stop loss. And that's how simple my strategy is.
Okay, so it's high time frame with low time frame entry. So how many entries would you be getting in on when you're saying, like, I'll just go for 1 hours and scalp? I mean, how many scalps would you take in a session?
Oh, how many trades I usually?
Yeah.
As many as a opportunity.
And so how do you sort of work out where you're going to put your stop loss?
My stop loss usually is either on a zone, a key level, or in a fib level, mostly the 0.7 and 0.6.
Okay. So if you had to sort of, like, you know, talk us through your typical trading day, I mean, how does it go from start to finish, like, in terms of your setup, getting in front of the charts, doing your trading, and then, I suppose, finishing up?
So I wake up around 4 a.m. and I check the news first, then I hit the gym. I hit the gym at 5. I get back around 6. Then I look at the chart. I'll check my buys in the 4-hour. I don't even look at the daily or weekly. I just go straight to the 4-hour. I look at the 4 hours, get my buys, sell or buy. Then I start analyzing my charts with fibs because my whole trade is conformances. I put everything together to execute in the 15, 30 minute entries. I start out with my patterns, start out with my fibs, zone, supply and demand, support and resistance. And that's that simple. And when we do the breakdown, I'll show you a back test of how I end up placing it.
Hey folks, what a view behind me. I'm at Black Bull Markets headquarters here in Auckland, New Zealand. Speaking of views, you can get TradingView paid plans for free at Black Bull Markets, saving you up to $600 a year. That's right, get either the Essential Plus or Premium plans absolutely free, and all you need to do is trade from one lot a month at Black Bull Markets. And you can also get a 100% deposit bonus for your first deposit up to $1,000. All you need to do is click the Trading Nut link in the description below.
It's interesting, eh? Because it's kind of like somebody's I had on years ago mentioned, like, basically, there's all these different traders out there who are trading these strategies, and they might be trading one kind of strategy, e.g. like trend lines or support resistance or fibs, but there's also other traders out there trading, you know, the trend line or the fib or the support and resistance. So if you know, if you look for all of them and go, well, there's that many traders who must be trading these, each of these strategies individually, and i.e. your confidence model, then there's a higher chance that there's going to be a reaction at this level to then push it in the right direction, i.e. if I know what everyone else is doing, I should be able to, if there's more people doing it, then I've got a higher chance of it winning. Was that kind of where you got to with your thinking?
Like, no, I started trading confluence because having that one certain strategy, you're going to start chasing trades. You want to make things look like they're not. And me being an intraday trader, I'm trying to trade every day. So I'm trying to make money every day. So having one trading strategy, sometimes you're not going to get a trade like once a week. And that never made sense to me. So I was like, let me hop in the confluence trading. Either one of these got a hit one of these days. Like today I might get a fib set up. I might get a supply demand the next day. But as soon as I get that confluence, I execute a trade.
And it sounds like, I mean, for somebody out there who's beginning or like at the start of the journey, or even like a complete novice, I mean, how... But for them to go, well, I don't want to learn supply and demand. I don't want to learn fibs. I don't want to learn that. I only want to just learn one thing because it just seems too much. I mean, how did you get to the point where you're able to learn all these things and bring them in and have that knowledge to go, well, today I'm just going to trade, you know, there's a supply and demand set up, so I'm going to trade that. Or tomorrow I see a fib set up, so I'm going to trade that as my sort of main bit of the confluence. I mean, how did you get to that point where it was like this didn't become a daunting task of having to learn all these different things and potentially overcomplicate what you were doing to keep it simple enough for you to, you know, do it on a repeatable basis?
If you realize that in Forex, all strategy works, and I wanted to be able to recognize each strategy when I'm analyzing the chart for a potential setup. And you got to be able to soak all these information so you can just be, your eyes can just pick up certain things while you analyze it. So there's always going to be a setup for you. If you just stick to one strategy, it's just like in AI. AI reacts based on information it gains over time. That's how you get smart and smart and smart. And that's how humans, we can just start grabbing knowledge here. And when you look at the chart, it starts clicking in. You'd be like, I've seen this happen before. So, you know, you're able to execute.
And so how much in the way of, I suppose, chart time / backtesting did you do to get that level of knowledge, like, so that it becomes just part of your nature?
That's the... I didn't do any backtesting but blowing accounts.
you just blew accounts instead. You didn't do any backtesting. That was your backtesting, was like just straight in there.
Backtesting never felt right. It didn't feel like natural to me. Like if I already seen the price, I won't backtest properly. I had to be on the live seeing the ticks price. So I never backtest. I just kept learning from blowing accounts.
And so how many hours do you think you would have spend at the charts before you started to see, you know, some greens or blues, whatever you want to call them, come your way?
I lost for 3 years straight.
3 years. But how consistent were you with your chart time within that 3 year period?
I'd be like maybe averaging 3 hours a day.
Okay, so you're doing 3 hour, basically a session a day, every day. So that's 15 hours a week. Yeah, so that's a part time job, right? If 15 hours a week is a part time. Is it 15 hours a week? 3 times 5. Yeah, 15 hours a week. That's a part-time job. That's a lot of hours looking at the charts. And you were looking at, when you were looking at those charts, were you flicking between time frames, or were you just looking at one time frame? Did you have multiple monitors? How did that setup go?
I had three monitors and kept switching time frames to analyze. You know how all these gurus be like, start from the weekly, monthly, daily, get your whole breakdown so you know where the direction is, all that. That's how I was, bro. I was just like the every guru out here.
In a typical session, how many trades would you take? I can't remember if we got that answer.
Oh, right now, I know this averaging the least probably like six.
Six trades in a session on a 3-hour session. That is high. So now when you're doing it, how many of those six would you win?
No, I'm saying like, are you talking about scalping? When I start scalping or when I do like my trading strategy?
Well, let's do both. I mean, if you're going to scalp like in a session, how do you approach it? Do you approach it like, oh, today I'm going to scalp? Or do you say, today I'm going to follow more of my strategy? How do you do it?
It all depends how much money I'm trying to make for the day and my profit goal. And if I don't see any setup with the strategy I usually take, I start scalped.
Okay, right. So if things are like kind of slow and you're not, okay, you'll go, right, I'm going to scalp for the day. And so you mentioned profit target there. I mean, how do you do that? How did you come up with a profit target? Why did you decide I'm going to have a profit target? It kind of seems counterintuitive to a lot of what the folks I interview say, which is like, you know, just the market gives you what it's going to give you, that kind of thing.
I usually risk probably the max I usually go for is 2%. And I usually have like multiple accounts. One I go crazy on with like over risking or up in the lots. And I have one that just go consistent with the risk and just keep it moderate risk. And the other ones, I'm running it up, man. It's going to blow. It's going to make money. That's right. How I go about it. These prop firms, it's all about the probability game. If I blow, let's say I blow 100K, 400Ks, that's 2,000 for four accounts. Imagine 100K, I get 100K, I get 10K payout. You see how it's all about probability? You make all those losses back and you're on top of the game still. And that's how I kept leveraging, started making money. That's when I realized things starting to click, and that's why I started upping the lot.
Right. So okay, let's go back to if you're going to take six, say you're going to scalp the session, you haven't got your normal setup there. What's the win rate on those? And I'm guessing you're taking one R on a one-to-one on those trades, right?
Because the risk of the winning rate, I don't track that because as soon as it hits that certain, I close my trades. As soon as it hits that certain amount of money I'm willing to lose, I close it. And I'm scalping. As soon as it hits like $500 in profit, I close. Because my lots is big, man. I'm not.
So it may not be one-to-one. It's probably more like, you're just,
yeah, I just,
you
know, sticking prop.
Yeah, okay.
When
right.
I'm trading firms, that's how I do it. I just stack those prop.
Right, okay. So let's say you're going for $500 and you go, well, I need to get, you know, I want to basically pass the challenge today. Mm-hmm. If you're going for that and you've got to get your 8% or whatever, let's say 8% is $8,000 on a 100K account, and you're going, well, I'm going to go for $500. And then if I get would you close it later than $500 if your profit target was a little bit higher? For example, say you're at, I'm just trying to get my head around it because it seems like it could be fraught with difficulty if you haven't got the right mindset. So if you're going, if you're going for 500, right, you get to 500 and you go, well, I'm only, and you, so let's say you started the day off with $4,000 up on the challenge. And you need another $4,000. So you're going, well, I can probably do, if I do 750, I just need four trades or five trades and I'm going to be there. Do you ever get to the point where I like 500 hits and you're like, I'm going to hold it. And then all of a sudden you're down 500. I mean, how does that sort of work?
Me, I pass all my challenges like under a week. My challenge never passes 1 week. Every challenge I ever had either is blown the first week or it's on live.
Right. Wow. But
the only thing that kept delaying me was the trading days. I used to hate them. I used to sit through them painfully. Because I used to pass in the first day I passed my phase one, I got to wait the 4 days with my first funds. And those profit target, me and as soon as I, because you know the market, it's a fast moving during the New York session. So I place a trade and it's close to my profit target and I see it playing around, I just close it. Because I know it flips back quickly. And especially with my high lots, I don't play with it. Right? I click it close, click close.
And so when you're like typically, sorry, I'm getting it. I'm really understanding it now. So you're basically saying when you, you're playing the probabilities of the prop firm to a certain degree whereby you know that if you lose the challenge, you can make the, once you get funded, you can make that back more, tenfold. So there's no point in me pussyfooting around with, eking out a challenge over 7 months and then getting funded. I may as well blow the challenge and try and get funded as quickly as possible to then get the funded payout, which I know I can get anyway. Which is it's a very unique way to do it. And well, not I suppose unique. It's quite kind of aggressive, and I don't know if a lot of people listening are doing it that way.
Yeah, I realize you got to be a certain level.
Yeah.
You got to have that money coming. It's not someone that's dying out right now or desperate for money. If you don't have that cushion to keep you in the game, you can't be pulling out this strategy like this. Because me, as soon as an account is probably negative 5%, I already lost that account in my mind. I'm just waiting for a news to go full margin, see if I can come back up. It's blown.
Yeah.
And I do not have patience after it goes below 5%.
Right. This done. Yeah.
I just call it a day. Yeah. I put that account to the side for news and I create a new account and I go with it.
Right. Okay. Cool. Now, we're talking about the psychology around getting out of the trade. I mean, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that sort of I'm at my TP level, even when it doesn't start mucking around, making that call of I'm going to get out? I mean, what's the sort of determining factor for you?
Me personally, numbers do not make any impact at this point. I can see that drawdown hit it. I can sit here and see that account getting blown. I can sit here and see that money until it hits that TP. Numbers do not affect me anymore. I think I've been numb to it now at this point.
And how do you manage it working a full-time job?
Managing?
Well, how do you manage staying in, sitting through a 3 hours, New York session whilst you're still trading doing a full-time job or is it a part-time job, flexible job that you can, work from home and that kind of thing?
So I place my trades around before 8. I either have my trades in, my buy limits or stop on my sell limits. And also I place a trade, I put my stop loss in TP. I don't look at it. I just see that I go about my day.
Right. Okay. So you go, right. So you place all your trades at 1 point in the day.
Check it 1 hour, 2, then come back.
What about when you're scalping though? I mean, surely you got to enter multiple times during the day, or is it more just just 8 o'clock? I'm going to set my orders and then walk away. Is that how it works?
Scalping under 30 minutes. I probably made the scalping for the.
Okay, all right. So it's literally that quick. It's 30 minutes. And you're done. So if you had to talk us, we'll jump on a chart afterwards and we'll have a look. But I mean, if you had to talk us through your sort of scalping strategy, I mean, how does it differ from the high confluence kind of strategy?
So my scalping is, I go in the 1 minute. at US 30 during the 9:30 New York Open. That's when the volume is at its most high. And as soon as I see US 30 spiking left and right, I'm in there. I'm catching bison. In and out, in and out. I made about 15K in one day and I blew it the same day.
What you blew it? Okay, still scalping, you blew it. And that was on a proper, that was on a funded account, was it?
Yeah. And I was on 15K, then I just gave it right back.
So it is high risk, high reward kind of thing. I mean, like if you had sort of, if you had to look at your, like, let's say last 6 months performance and, you know, how it sort of stacked up against your day job, I mean, what's sort of return or income would you say, you know, are you getting the same as your day job or more than your day job, or it fluctuates so much that it's kind of hard to say?
I'm probably making, in 1 week, I made what I would be making in 3 months in my job.
Really? Yeah. And so therefore, you got to admit, you really love your job, right? Because it is.
My job is a passion, and I feel like I'm still a young age for me to, I still got a lot of work to do, because I just graduated. I just started working. So that's why I never thought about quitting my job. My brother always told me that work until your 30s, still got a lot of character. There's a lot of things you can learn from people at work. Because life is about money. It's like social skills, all that, network, and all play a big role.
Oh, yeah.
You're young to just say, I don't want to quit my job.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that that's kind of like a lot of the younger people these days just want to go straight into like entrepreneurship. I think that there is a case for that, but being an entrepreneur is essentially creating a company if you're going to start a company. So therefore you're probably better off understanding how a company operates before you jump into starting up your own company that you've got no idea about. Anyway, that's a different show, a different podcast. So I don't know if we got the win rate on that scalping session. So you're doing your scalping session. Does the win rate even matter? Is it more about the fact that, you know, I've got a 50% win rate. I won 15 grand. I lost 15 grand.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Break even.
I don't calculate the win rate because it doesn't matter. Because I'm going by the profit. It's not about winning. I'm going to make the money.
Yeah.
And I'm not following like a certain stop loss or because I'm closing as soon as I see it going the other way or a certain amount, I close it immediately. Because it's 1 minute, you're in and out, in and out. It's just quick profits. Well, my other strategy, where I do the breakdown, so you'll see exactly my TP, my stop loss is all calculated. That I don't even have to be looking at my chart. It will hit the TP or stop loss straight.
And do you set like limit orders for those trades, or are you entering at market?
I used to do the stop limit orders. I started wanting to see how it reacts because I like to see candles close, all that. Because sometimes, you know, it hits your limits, then it just does some crazy stuff.
Yeah. And so, like, from a mindset point of view, I'm guessing a lot of people listening to the show are probably going to be going, well, I don't know if I could I could close it when it starts to go against me. And I mean, determine against me. How do I determine what is the trade going against me? How far against me? Next minute, I've lost four on the trot and I'm, you know, keep losing. And now I've got to make it all back. How does all this stuff factor into getting the right mindset? I mean, how did you get the right mindset, do you think, to be able to cope with this?
Because people don't realize as soon as you place that trade, you should expect to lose. And me, I'm so numb to these charts at this point that I place a trade and I already think I lost the trade. Because the only bad thing I can happen is it blowing account. And we can create another one. Because you got to think long term. You're going to come up top when you get a payout. So you shouldn't be stressing these accounts that you're getting blown. A 200K account can give you a nice 20K payout. You see how you back on top by a lot. You can still blow any accounts and still be at the top.
Yeah.
So it is that mindset kind of thing. And I'm guessing you didn't do any special mindset work to make this happen. What was it? Was it the fact that you like just blew so many accounts that you're now numb?
And I tell people all the time, you got to blow them accounts to start seeing these things clear.
Now, do you ever like stumble across people in, say, for example, your day job where you can see like you're at another level of thinking based on your trading, you know, experience and what you've done in your trading career? And you listen to other people talking and they might be talking about like, oh, you know, the cost of this or the cost of that. Are you sort of like thinking to yourself in the back of your mind, you guys are in like, you know, I'm in a different universe here. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I'd be like, when I see people talk about that, I'd be like, bro, I'm blowing rent money on one day.
Yeah, it's okay, right. So he's like, oh man, I just need a little bit more for my rent and it's so expensive, and you're thinking, I blew that yesterday.
When I see people go on vacation, I'm like, damn, I just blew my vacation.
Right. So it's like that. But on the flip side, you can make your vacation and many people's vacation in the course of a couple of days if things go well. Okay, so it is very unique. I can't wait for us to jump into the charts. I mean, if you were to sort of give a roadmap for somebody to follow to get to the point where you are, I mean, what would that be?
First, like, to save you all the time you need to demo. Like, forget all about that live account, because at the end of the day, you go straight to that live account, I'm just going to set you back. I set myself back for 3 years thinking I can just go straight into live account and start making money. Demo is still until you have a consistent, like, I'd say 3 months that you're making money on your demo account. Get a prop firm account. If you know how to trade, don't even do no personal because you're just going to lose money. And do a prop firm, 100K, save up until you can get 100K. You get one payout, put it right back in the prop firm, get bigger accounts, then it's just a movie after that. It's a whole show. Because your brain knows if you lose that account, it's just a $1,000 or $500 to get the 100K or 200K, and you having that profit cushion of a 10K, you're going to place them trades comfortably. You're going to up them lots and you're going to see some blues. It's as simple as that, man.
So let's dive back into the very first time you passed the prop firm challenge, because I'm kind of thinking that, you know, being either a student or somebody who's just got a job, that $1,000 challenge must have come with some value to you at that time, or did it not for some reason? I.e., like, you know, if you had to get to the thousands, I'm going to buy $1,000 challenge, and then I'm going to blow it, and then try and get another thousand. So then, I mean, how did you manage that so that it wasn't like this complete and utter, like, you know, burden on your mentality?
Yeah, I never stressed it because I always had my side hustles that I used to do to keep the money coming in for me to invest in this trade. And so I was never stressing if I lose that account, because I'm just going to sleep it off. It's a brand new day.
so can you tell the guys what the side hustles were, just so that might give people some ideas?
I used to do a lot of flipping items and stuff.
Okay, like, so buy sneakers and stuff or something like that and flip them?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, what about, like, price charts, diving into that? I mean, if you had to sort of say, look, go away and study these three things, what would they be?
Definitely look into QBank's course. The Trading Bible should be a book that you read always. Mark Douglas, the Trading Zone, does some nice probability for you to learn about probability in the Forex game. Because it's all about probability at the end of the day. Because all strategy works. You just got to be able to know your risk management to stay on top. And it's that as simple as that's my advice I have for people that want to start out.
Now, you sound like you're sort of, your mindset is like very different from like a lot of even other guests I have on here, where everything needs to be like, you know, regimented, and that they're and I take one trade every week, or one trade every 3 weeks, and it's like I'm about being patient and not being in the market but being a trader. I mean, you are like literally, I'm going for it. I'm confident that over time I'll make money, but I'm very happy to lose it as well.
The only thing I'm struggling with and that I've been working on is greed. And that's something like this keeps killing you. And greed, recently I did a 25K in one day. And the other week I wanted more. I could have just set out and went for the payout. I wanted to double it. I blew it. Then I just got restart again. So greed is something that all traders got to start working on, because you got to know it. 25K in a day, you don't make that any job. And that's what's messed up about Forex. It fries your mind to think this thing's a normal, but it's not normal.
Have you got any sort of things you're trying to do to get that greed in check?
Start withdrawing. Like, I delete that account from my MT4 and just place it aside. I'll be like, I'm just going to wait for that withdrawal. And I create another account. That's what's been helping me out.
Right. Okay. So it is literally just move on to the next.
Just create another account.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, you're talking about going to the gym in the morning. I mean, is that a sort of key part of your, like, getting you in the zone? Or do you even feel like you are even having to be in a zone? Are you just literally like, I don't need to be in any zone. I just turn up and do my thing.
It's been 4 years in this. At this point, I just wake up. I already know how's the game about to go. The gym is just for me to start my day with nice exercise, just a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, so if you had to sort of say to someone, right, okay, go away and master this for the next month, what would be the thing you'd recommend they master?
Master your risk management to always stay on top of the game, because you're going to lose. Everybody takes losses. At the end of the day, you got to live to trade the next day. The next day could be the day that you double the account. And if you can survive every day to place a trade the next day, you're going to be successful in this dish.
Yeah, now, with your swing setups, and we'll dive into a quick fire in seconds, what's your risk to reward on those trades?
Oh, I don't do swings.
Oh, sorry, you mean your intraday setups, which are not scalps? Yeah.
1 to 3 max.
1 to 3 max. Okay, right. And what's your winning percentage on those?
I don't calculate those rules.
They can't.
I make it funny, basically.
Right. Okay. So you were like, literally, am I making money or losing money? That's probably the big takeaway from this, is you are like, I'm here to make some money, but I'm actually very happy to lose it, or expect to lose it along the way. Not very happy. I expect to lose it. It's kind of a mindset that I think that is the trader's mindset. People to get there, you've got to go through a lot of pain or be very lucky. All right, let's dive into a quick fire round here. So how long did it take you to go from newbie to consistently profitable?
With 3 years.
3 years. What's your favorite entry setup?
Favorites, fibs. Fibs on retracements, my favorites.
What strategies do you use to exit or manage your trades?
I use Confluence Trading with Fibonacci to set the stop loss and TP.
And do you ever like exit partials?
Partials. I want the full thing in.
Okay. Do you want to walk us through your worst ever trade?
Yeah. So my worst ever trade was I had a 10K personal account. And this was like 2 years back. And I blew that account over boredom. Like, I woke up out of my bed. I'm like, I open my phone and I see US 30 doing the spike in it. I'm like, let me start scalping. And as soon as I placed my first trade, it went straight to my stop loss. And me, that's when I started with the revenge trading. Man, I blew 10K in 15 minutes. I didn't analyze anything. I didn't do any technical analysis. I didn't check dues. And that day is when my whole trading changed. And I started learning. I started looking up research on YouTube, trading stuff, all that. And I slept the whole week straight. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I don't want nobody texting me. I was depressed that 15 minutes for you to lose 10K while in college. It's the worst feeling there, isn't it?
That's gotta hurt. That's gotta hurt. And I think
I'm saying these numbers are not right.
Yeah. You've almost revenged your way out of the 10K by attacking it through education and experience to get yourself to the point where I'm going to make that 10K back no matter what. And that's your revenge on the 10K. Hey, look, this has been fantastic. Before you wrap up, what's the best way for traders to get hold of you?
On Instagram, JoveTP. That's my username. All right,
brilliant. Well, look, folks, what we're going to do is hook a link up underneath this video or in the podcast description. Go and click on that. You're going to get access to all his links, his Instagram, as well as the charting video that we're actually about to shoot. So if you're over there on Trading Nut, search for Jose, J-O-S-E in the search box, and I'm sure you'll find him there. Until next time, I wish all my listeners trading happiness and success.